KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies at 68 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today. Just a slight chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms and a high of 92. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In area news, there won't be a resolution governing the use of fireworks in the unincorporated areas of Cass County, but residents in those areas are asked to file an application for a permit. That was the word from Wednesday morning's Cass County Board of Supervisors meeting. Supervisor Steve Green.
Yeah, the fireworks resolution is that we don't have a resolution. Under advice of the county attorney, we're going to follow suit with actually quite a number of counties and just allow Senate File 489 of the state of Iowa to be in force. And although people need to realize that it's not a free-for-all, there's all kinds of different regulations and rules going into your usage of the fireworks, definitions of different levels of fireworks, things of that nature, and people just need to go on the state website and get a copy of Senate File 489 and make sure they're familiar with it, because if they go outside of that, then I'm sure the sheriff and his people are going to be coming in their direction.
Information about Senate File 489 can be found under a link on the same story at KJAN.com on our news page. In other business, the Cass County Board of Supervisors yesterday set June 30th as the date and time for a public hearing on a proposal to enter into a general obligation county purpose loan agreement and the borrowing of not more than $4.5 million associated with the construction aspects of the Elite Octane ethanol plant. Auditor Dale Sunderman explains.
One for the gray water transmission and the one for road paving. And of course we have the hearing on the bid letting for the road paving next Wednesday, the 21st. And this is basically for the monies to pay for those projects. And the reason it's up to 4.5 is that's what we've estimated would be. Since we've gotten the RISE grant, it hopefully will be a little bit less, and we'll move forward. But this is going to put the maximum in there for allowance purposes.
The board also passed a resolution setting expense appropriations for fiscal year 2018. That begins July the 1st. The budget has already been set, so the resolution allows the various county departments to spend their allotted dollars. Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson reported yesterday that there were three people arrested on Tuesday. 27-year-old Joseph White of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse assault. 43-year-old Dan Christensen of Atlantic was arrested for disorderly conduct. And 28-year-old Cameron Meisner of Anita was arrested for public intoxication second offense and consumption of alcohol in a public place. All three men were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Creston Police Department said yesterday there were two arrests that took place on Tuesday. 43-year-old Catherine West of Creston had been arrested on a Union County warrant for theft in the second degree. She was later released from the Union County Jail on a $5,000 bond. And 33-year-old Noah Edge of Creston was arrested on a Davies County and Missouri warrant for operating a vehicle without a valid license and failure to wear a seatbelt. Edge was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting extradition to Missouri. Authorities said also that a Creston woman reported that sometime between 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Monday, someone entered her home in the 800 block of North Cherry Street and stole two safes along with a class ring. The items were valued at $50. Officials at the Harlan Police Department yesterday, that is, reported five recent arrests or officer interventions. On Monday, 22-year-old Anthony Michael McCoy of Avoca was cited for driving while suspended and failure to maintain a safety belt. He was also cited following a traffic stop in the 800 block of Chatburn Avenue. On Sunday, Harlan police arrested 53-year-old George Otis Brittain of Harlan for driving while suspended. That same day, 20-year-old Elizabeth Marie Bailey of Harlan was cited for driving while suspended. And last Saturday, 66-year-old Larry Douglas Billings of Hancock was arrested in Harlan for OWI first offense. He was also cited for speeding. And last Friday, 55-year-old Kurt Whiteley of Harlan was arrested for public intoxication after officers responded to a call about a person needing assistance in the 1200 block of Baldwin in Harlan. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a teenager accused of using a BB gun to shoot his 3-year-old sister has pleaded not guilty in Sioux City. Court records say that a written plea was entered Tuesday to the charge of willful injury and child endangerment. A trial date has not yet been set. The boy is 17. Doctors say one BB was removed during the surgery, but the other BB entered near one of the girl's eyes and lodged next to her brain. Doctors say it was too risky to remove, so it's been left in place. A hearing is set for July 18th on a defense motion to move the case to juvenile court. Officials say a Northwest Iowa jury will resume considering its verdict today in the murder trial of a Nebraska man accused of killing his estranged wife. 29-year-old Rogelio Morales of Hubbard, Nebraska, is charged with first-degree murder. Prosecutors say he killed 21-year-old Margarita Morales on April 9, 2015, in his car near a Sioux City home. The case went to the jury Wednesday morning. Court documents say Morales told investigators a fight broke out when his wife told him she no longer wanted to be in a relationship and that she was seeing another man. Defense attorney Mike Williams said in his closing arguments yesterday that there is no doubt Morales killed the woman, but said Morales, quote, is guilty of voluntary manslaughter and not murder. A coin collection lost to a Sioux City man for 47 years is back with its owner thanks to the Iowa treasure hunt. The collection started by John Potash and his father was turned over to the state treasurer's office as unclaimed property in the form of safe deposit box contents from almost 15 years ago. That was after the original bank changed owners and no rent had been paid on the deposit box for several years. Potash found the lost property by searching the state treasurer's website.
I kind of over the years had given up on it. And then a couple months ago, I couldn't sleep, and I happened to be looking online, and I saw the greatiowatreasurehunt.gov, and so I looked, and my name was in there a couple of times, and it said, contents of safe deposit box, and I got excited. Not so much for the monetary value, but this is like reuniting with my father.
Potash's own son, Elliot, was also on the list and received a check for previously unclaimed funds totaling $398. State Treasurer Michael Fitzgerald says many other Iowans can find cash and items waiting for them if they check the Great Iowa Treasure Hunt website.
Check your own name, because I have thousands of names of people in Sioux City and millions of dollars for people up here in Northwest Iowa. We want to return it.
More than $33 million in unclaimed property is turned over to the Treasurer's Department each year. Fitzgerald says the state is able to return about 60% of it by getting a name and address from residents. The website is greatiowatreasurehunt.gov. Well, the Cass and Adair County Farm Bureaus are partnering with other ag organizations to put on Ag Adventure at the July 4th celebration in Messina. A highlight of the Ag Adventure is the Iowa State University Conservation Station, an engaging learning center that educates persons of all ages about the importance of clean water and healthy soil. Visitors to the Conservation Station can partake in free hands-on activities and demonstrations. You can play the watershed game and learn how water flows into a watershed, as well as how all Iowans can make a difference for water quality. There's a rainfall simulator that shows how water runoff or infiltrate into surfaces, both agricultural and urban environments. The water runoff and subsurface drainage is collected in jars to show how different land management choices can impact water and soil movement. The Conservation Station is sponsored by the Water Rocks and Learning Farms program. The station is just one of 10 stations that make up this year's Ag Adventure, which allows attendees to meet local farmers and learn about agriculture through hands-on experiences. The event was successfully hosted last year in Greenfield and, as I mentioned, moves to Messina this year. The site will open immediately after the 4 p.m. 4th of July parade in Messina and remain open until 7 p.m. that date. Many of the popular stations will feature live animals. Participants will be treated to homemade ice cream and once they completed the adventure, that is. For more information, you can check out Who's Your Iowa Farmer on Facebook. That's Who's Your IA Farmer on Facebook, or contact the Adair or Cass County Farm Bureau offices. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.